Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Don't you guys do a turn the page segment
Wednesday? On Wednesday,
it's time to turn the page.
Turn the page Wednesday.
I don't know when I turn the page.
And then you got to turn the page real quick.
We just haven't been able to turn the page.
That's what you have to do. You got to turn the page.
I think now we all can move on.
Looking ahead to this week's opponent.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Because we need to know when to turn the page.
There I go.
That's right. On Wednesdays, we turn the page and we get you ready for the Bears' next opponent. Right before we turn the page, Spiegs, one of your questions about the Giants was answered.
Tell me.
Jameis is starting this weekend.
They fired Daboll. Did they cut Jamie Gillen yet?
Not yet.
Okay. That would be the third piece of the three questions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Oh, my God.
Now we can turn the page.
There are four teams in the NFC North, but somebody would have to take a step back for the Bears to really have a legit playoff chance, and maybe it's the Minnesota Vikings, who are 4-5, but they have played decent ball some weeks, not decent ball other weeks. They are a confusing batch. Right now, they are 9th in points per game in the NFL. They're 12th.
I call 9.
Yeah, they're 12th in total offense, 13th in yards per play. Crazy. Passing yards per game, 20th, though. Rushing yards, 24th. So they've got some weird stuff going on offense because their quarterbacks have been all over the place. J.J. McCarthy, who calls himself 9, is bad after the first 15. How about that, Lawrence? His EPA and his stats in the first couple of drives are really, really good when he's running the stuff that Kevin O'Connell has designed. But after that, the interception rate, the sack rate, and his EPA have gone way, way down.
He is tough, though. He's tough. He plays tough. He is athletic. And those things do matter. We saw it play out on Sunday. You have a guy that is willing to pay the price and make some plays. They can make some plays. But he's just not far enough along, I think, for it to matter this season for the Vikings.
Defensively, Brian Flores' crew has given up the 13th most yards allowed per game. In terms of points, they are the 4th best scoring defense in the NFL. They're a weird one. I remember when Caleb called him king of the zero blitz, and he never zero blitzed even once in week 1. They will show you a lot of different looks every time you play Minnesota.
They'll line people up at the line of scrimmage and then drop 7 people. They'll make it look like they're in zone and then send everyone. Brian Flores is a crazy person in the best possible way.
Ben Johnson scouts the Vikings for you, and it sounds like this.
Man, you look at this team that we're about to play, and a lot of respect for their coaching staff. I think O'Connell, he was the coach of the year last year for a reason. He always has his guys playing, and they're in all these one-score games, and they usually find a way to come out on top of them. Got a lot of respect for Flores. He's done it at a high level now since he entered the division. Gives you all kinds of problems. You got to be on your mess for all 60, 70 plays on offense to have a chance, and it's as mentally fatiguing as it is physically fatiguing for our guys. So quite a challenge. They do a number of things really well. We're 0-2 in the division. They're 2-0 in the division right now, and we're going up to their place, which is a very hostile environment. We're a different team than we were week one, and so is Minnesota. This will be a completely different matchup as far as I'm concerned. I have the trust level is grown for a number of players in our coaching staff. I think we really can hang our hat on a number of guys now at this point and feel really good about what we're going to get on game day. And so, and then you look at offense, we're running the ball a little bit crisper and cleaner. I think the backs have a better feel for what we're asking them to do. The O-line has started to gel. I think Caleb's got a better understanding of what we're getting done. And then on defense, it's really the same thing. I think the longer you're in the scheme, the more comfortable you are in terms of what the coaches are asking to do. I think we've up front done a better job of trying to play physical and shed blocks. And that's got to show up here for the second half of the season.
The respect for the Vikings coaching staff is clearly returned from Kevin O'Connell towards Ben Johnson. He has a lot of respect for the way that the run game has found itself and is completely different than the first time they play. He also talks about the Bears' bounce back after their loss in Baltimore.
They're running the ball. They're running all the complimentary plays off of their run game. I think their O-line has really gelled when you watch them. Mm-hmm. I think the acquisitions they made in the offseason, I think their right tackles, Darnell's turning into one of the better right tackles in football. Mm. And they were able to kind of solidify that left tackle spot that seemed to be up for grabs there for a little bit. But they're playing, they're gelling. And then I think what that's allowing them is not to be so drop back oriented in the early downs. You're seeing a lot more of the deeper play actions. You're seeing a lot more of the keepers, the movement game, the screen game off of their run game. And what we've got to try to do is stop that run game and force them to be a little bit more of a one-dimensional team, by putting them behind the chains, first and 15, second and longs. What I've challenged these guys for, even going into last week, was we need to start showing at this point in time in the season that we've got that, competitive stamina to do it week in and week out consistently in games without the lapses of times in games where we allow our opponents to recapture momentum if we have it or it becomes further and further away from our grasp. And that's where we're at in the season. And it's great to have the response. And I know our guys will put together a heck of a week of practice and be ready to go Sunday. But we've got to start seeing it consistently to give us a chance to get to where we want to get to.
It's going
to
be interesting. We'll have a couple days to really talk about this matchup and the specific challenges. Suffice to say, Kevin O'Connell is trying to be patient and give confidence to his young quarterback because that's his game, but it's getting tough from week to week.
It's a question that I've had in my mind for a couple of days, and I know that we'll have a chance to explore it at some point, like really thoroughly. How does Ben Johnson react to a loss against a division opponent? How do you change? How do you not change who you are and what you're about after watching the film?
It's interesting because do you just try to do the same stuff and think you're better at it?
And you might be because of the reps, because that was the first game of the season. Like, well, what's different about you? What thing did you pick up on? Was there a little something that you go, I got your ass now? Like, now that I've seen it against my system with these players, I have a better idea on how to counteract this.
Let's get specific about that tomorrow. Really think back to that week one loss where J.J. McCarthy buried the Bears in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was not fun. It was not fun at all. So that is the Bears' next opponent, the Vikings, noon on Sunday. Meanwhile,
in the North,
The Lions are at the Eagles Sunday night, and I don't know if people recognize this, but Dan Campbell has been calling the plays, and their offense has been – what do they put up, like 550 yards or something on Sunday?
It was the first week Dan Campbell took over, and, you know, he had praise for the OC, who's still doing his job, but Campbell just wanted to get them in rhythm a little bit more.
Here's what he said about it.
Well, you want to know that, like, for me, you just want to know that you have, they got your back, man, your back's covered, and that your blind spots are covered. And I feel like with this staff, it's all covered. It's about me doing my job, what I need to do then to make sure that we're on point. There's things I got to get better at, and I will. And that's what this staff does. That's what Johnny does, man. Johnny's an asset for him, man. He gives me critical information as it pertains to some of the tendencies going into the game, tendencies during the game, pass game, things to look for, things to go to, and either I take them or I don't. Same thing with Hank Fraley. I took input this game from John Morton, from Hank Fraley, from Scotty Montgomery, from David Shaw, from Tyler Roll, from Choice, our running back coach. I mean, so, man, this is collaborative, and we're all involved, man. And I need every one of those guys. I think there's some things I can delegate. I think it's more about the totality of preparing for the game now and seeing all three pieces and how they work together and how you really want the game to go. But that doesn't mean that I can't really, you know, it's – every week I'll get more efficient and I'll get better, you know, at knowing what to do with my time. And I got to be more efficient in some areas, you know, and probably delegate a little bit. Look, don't forget, Ben, you know, I called those games. I called whatever that was, 8 or 9 games. I don't remember what it was in 21. While he helped me, but he watched, he learned. You know, he saw how I ran it, how I wanted to run it, what I was looking for, and then it evolved. You know, he evolved it from there. He took it. He knew exactly what I wanted. And, you know, by the middle of 22, I didn't have to say a word. I mean, he was – and so that's kind of where John is right now. That's all. You know, it's good. And you know, sometimes that's the best way to really know what somebody's looking for is just going through that. So – look, I just feel like it's the right thing to do right now, and I'm going to do it. Am I perfect? No, I'm not perfect. Players are going to have to bail me out. You know, they bailed me out yesterday on a couple of things. Jared Goff bailed me out, so the staff bailed me out. But that's what teamwork's about, man. We got to all help each other out.
Man, I love that dude.
There's a lot there.
That's fascinating, man. So, yeah, that he called plays for 9 games of Ben Johnson's first year as an OC and then gave it up to him. Apparently, last Monday, after they lost to the Vikings, he sat John Morton down and had an honest conversation with him. But nobody knew that Dan Campbell was calling plays in the media until they saw him during the game on Sunday with his glasses on. He was wearing glasses, looking at a play sheet, and talking in the headset. And people were like, I think Dan Campbell might be calling plays. What do you guys think? And they asked him about it after the game. That is among the leaders as a team in total points per game. But Dan Campbell didn't like the identity he was seeing, and he took right the hell over.
I really like that on multiple levels, including the idea of what leadership and accountability can look like. This isn't going the way that I envisioned it. I'm going to talk with the guy that might be having a hard time catching the rhythm, and I'm going to say, look, I want you to watch how I'm doing this, and that's what I want from you going forward.
And in the meantime, I'm going to need you, and I'm going to need all of these guys and players. I'm going to need you because I'm not perfect. I'm just going to try this because I think we need it.
I'm going to lift you up. I'm not going to air you out. We're going to lift you up, and we're going to give you an opportunity, and I'm going to let the public know, hey, the guy who's a genius, the guy that everyone is talking about how great a job that he is, this happened to him, and he more than overcame it. He's now one of the highest paid head coaches in football. So it doesn't mean that it can't work, but let me be more specific and show you exactly how I want this done.
It's amazing. And there's a way to do it, and do it with honesty and directness.
And integrity.
When you've set that up in your building, then all sorts of things are possible.
Speaking of integrity.
I know, but that's a big game. Sunday night football, hopefully a banger. Lions at the Eagles.
Packers are at the Giants on noon, so they're going to Jameis can taste that W. Matt LaFleur tries to answer the question of what's going on with the offensive struggles.
That's a great question. I don't think I'd be answering the question if I had the answers for it. I think when you look at it, a lot of those situational ball, we just weren't clean. And had, whether it was penalties, there was a drop there on a fourth down. You know, I always look at myself first and foremost. Are we putting the guys in the right place? We have opportunities to throw completions. I don't think they played soft zone the majority of the game. I would say in the second half, they started to man us up a little bit more. And they're just kind of waiting for you to mess up. And unfortunately, we messed up way too many times.
And if this is totally off base, tell me. But I don't feel like your offense has struggled to this degree since the first half of 23 when Jordan was first starting out as the starter. And then you said, told him he had to let it rip, and then you said you had to let it rip as a play caller. With the way defenses are playing you, can you do that and be a little more aggressive or whatever it might be to try and get something going, or is that a unrealistic idea?
Yeah, I mean, it takes every facet to open things up. And until we do a better job, like, really in every phase of the game when it comes to offense, it's going to be a struggle. So we got to coach better. We got to play better.
Matt, I understand you guys are 5-3-1, still have a playoff spot right now. And you're going to say you're always coaching for your job, but you don't have a long-term extension. With the way things have gone this season, do you think you're coaching for your job?
I'm not. I'll leave that for everybody else to decide. I'll just focus on the day-to-day and trying to do. I feel like you're always coaching for everything in this league. You know, that's just my mindset. It's always been that way. You know, you can't ever exhale. You got to always be pushing, and that's just my mindset. So, and that will be my mindset until they tell me not to coach anymore.
That's scuffling Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, not as snippy. Notice that?
Yeah.
Really gave some thoughtful answers on what's going on with y'all. Not Mr. Snippy all of a sudden. Doesn't want to talk about Halloween.
I don't give a if it's Halloween.
I bet he would give a crap this week. He'd be like, yes, it is Halloween. You're exactly right. It is. It's a wonderful holiday. I wish you all joy and peace.
I want to take a moment to say happy Thanksgiving to you and your loved ones. Everyone in the media who I adore.
I look forward to reading your surprisingly good-natured columns, even in this tough moment of my season, which is not my last, I hope. I mean, that's up to other people. But
I hope your kids got all full-size candy bars.
Yes, they did.
I brought in gift cards for everyone here.
Granted.
Just to say thanks for covering our team.
I was given those gift cards for appearing on Chicago's Sports Tonight on a now defunct network, but still, I did bring them in for you and tell you where to go to dinner.
Who would do that?
I don't know.
How you know you're joking. No one would do that.
Nobody would get that done. Packers at Jameis Winston and the Giants, coached by Mike Kafka here in the NFL.
Let Jameis cook.
Yeah, might as well.
As long as it's not crab legs.
Dude, Russell Wilson demoted after that performance. There was no chance of Russell doing anything of consequence in that game.
No.
It's too bad.
It is too bad.
It's over for Russ.
But at the end, he still goes home to Sierra. And a whole pile of money that the Broncos are paying.
Hey, man, if you think life is just about money and a really gorgeous wife, then, you know.
And they're lovely kids. And oh, yeah. Faith. That was kind of the interesting thing on the sideline. Jameis and Russ praying before Russ came into the game. And then it didn't work. But they are rich in spirit. And that's a good thing.
And money.
And at the bank.
Limited.
He's very limited.
There is our look at the North. The North Division, which is led by the Lions and the Bears as of right now today.
Tied for first place. That's right.
Now take the North and never give it back.
I haven't taken it yet, but when they do, the hope is that they'll never give it back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.